Right, okay, should we start, everyone? If we must.
Go on,
1945, let's kick off.
Let's do it. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's Wolves Fancast. David Evans here. Hey, Chris is with me this week.
Hello, mate.
Dan's with me.
Hello.
Nice.
Hello.
Hello.
Stu's with us as well.
Oh, hello.
How are we, gentlemen? Are we all good?
Good, mate. Yeah.
Have we done any more chocolate-related tea-dunking experiments?
No, but I thought of something else, actually, that I wanted to bring up. I forgot. It'll come to me in a minute.
It'll come to you when it does. Anyway, we're going to talk about the game against Palace at the weekend, and we've got other bits and bobs to talk about. But it's the time for the ad, gentlemen, the obligatory ad every single week, which we've all come to love and embrace in our hearts. And it's for our partners, Purple, Pixel, Yeti, Media. Chris is not along. Yes, yeah, David, that's it.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Keep going. So if you're looking for a web design or your business needs a new logo or a bit of marketing, go to them. They're not just web designers. They're a creative agency that cover all your needs from websites, brochures, signage and marketing, logo design and branding. So go check them out at pixelyetimedia.com. Not all your needs, of course. I'm sure other needs out there, which I don't think they can fulfill.
Online shopping, I don't think.
Well, they might do. Yeah. I mean, other needs apart from online, you know.
Well.
Yeah.
Alta Vista.
Get to Alta Vista.
Yeah,
exactly. Right, we're going to talk Palace in a sec, but just to point out, on this Friday, there's a book launch at Molyneux for a book called The Pack is Back. It's from They Wore the Shirt. Now, this is the book that followed up the book from a couple of years ago, another one where they had all the different shirts in from all the different decades.
It's about 12 months, wasn't it, I think. I don't know if it's 2 years old or not.
About 18 months ago?
I can't remember.
But anyway, this book is a fan's account of last season's title-winning season, and it kind of looks at fan memories and anecdotes all from last season, and there's also tales and accounts from past and present players as well, and also other familiar faces at the club. There's only going to be 2018 copies available, with all proceeds of the sales going to Birmingham Children's Hospital. The book is on sale from Saturday, 9 o'clock online and from the club shop, and there's no reprint, so once the book is sold out, that is it. They've already raised over 37k so far for Birmingham Children's Hospital, so fantastic
magic
work.
Yeah, well done.
And you can find out more about the event and the book launch at theywaretheshirt.co.uk, and we hope the event goes well, and go get a copy of the book. Gentlemen, other news, the podcast is on Spotify.
Going places,
mate.
We're massive.
So when you listen to, if you listen to your music,
what are we going to do with all this money, Dave? When's it getting shared around?
How self-indulgent can we be with it?
What are you going to do with your £1 million shirt?
A bath in mine.
Have we moving up from tap water to actual bottled water? Or?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. I have to get
San
a bottle.
Pellegrino.
I have to get a bottled water fridge.
Yeah. A chiller.
So yeah, you can get your podcast on all, you know, all your usual platforms: Acast, Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, and other my places. Podbean, is it?
Podcast Addict as well.
Yeah.
Overcast.
All these things I've never heard of. But you can get it there. And listen.
Just be making them up.
Yes, it's on Spotify now. Just search Wolves Fancast and you will find us there. Anyway, gentlemen, let's talk actual things on the pitch Wolves news, shall we? International call-ups. There's been about 7 senior players with their call-ups. I'll just go through them quickly. Doherty to Ireland, Jimenez to Mexico, Patricio Neves and Costa to Portugal, Johnny to Spain and Sace to Mexico, with Jota in the Portuguese under-21s. Vinagre also, and Morgan Gibbs-White in the England under-19s. But the key one, Costa and Jota. Jota, Johnny, getting their call-ups.
Yes.
Costa first. I was quite surprised.
Is Johnny going to play?
Yeah.
After the birth of his...
Well, he could play us, couldn't he?
He's going a day later.
That's nice of Spain, yeah. Isn't it, to let him have a day off. That's very nice.
There was an article how he's been picked ahead of Jordi Alba. That just shows how massive we are. We're better than Barcelona, aren't we?
Yeah.
I was surprised by the Costa one, to be honest. Not that he hasn't played well, I just didn't think that he
I thought he was quite a way off
up.
Their first yeah. team squad, yeah.
I mean, well done to him, but it just surprised me. Really.
Oh, is he going to play?
You'd rather have him over Ronaldo, wouldn't you? So, point proven. Not for that reason, before you say it.
Yeah, fair play to him. I'm the same as you, I didn't see that.
Well done to Stu for self-editing, by the way, there.
Yes.
If he meant that, of course.
I actually didn't, for a change.
But yeah, and Johnny, though, he's been great. And part of me again was surprised by this. Not in a bad way, but...
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought at all he'd be getting a senior call-up.
Do you think it's just because it's different now that a lot of our players are that standard, that they are going to get called up?
Because we are the greatest team in the world, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Most definitely, yeah.
Yeah, it's different from like Barry Douglas getting a Scotland call-up.
Yeah.
And you think players for Scotland and Wales, which we used to, and actual proper teams and proper countries, calling our players up now. It just takes a bit of getting used to that we are actually brilliant now.
We've come a long way from Carl Emery being in the preliminary squad for England.
England schoolboys.
Oh, do you remember when Matt... We're going to talk, obviously, about Cody and the non-call-up in a bit, but do you remember when Jarvis got his call-up and was playing in the wrong position and that was it?
Gone.
20 minutes, yeah. That was it. Oh, fond memories.
It's all changed now.
He had that... it was that that England shirt with all the little coloured flags on the sleeves as well, weren't he?
That was a nice shirt, that was. I had that shirt.
I had it in long sleeve, though. The only England shirt I've ever bought long sleeved.
Long sleeve? Yeah. You buy a long sleeve shirt?
I had an England long sleeve, yeah.
I've never had it. That's the only one. Sure. But because it was so fitted, it felt like a baby grow.
It was quite a thick shirt, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was one of the last ones of that.
A rich cotton.
That breed. And there are the pictures on Facebook of me fast asleep in the red line wearing it.
Standard.
There's so many good pictures, Stu, on night out.
You are very photogenic.
Yeah, but not in the right way.
Yeah, yeah.
The Ghostbuster picture was one of my favourites.
Blonde hair one still.
That was you, not your son, wasn't it?
What?
The race dance one.
No, that was Corey.
I thought that was you.
No.
Oh, I don't like that picture then. I thought it was you. I didn't like you. I genuinely thought that was you.
Dan's just taking his coat off, by the way. It's lots of rustling. Dan sounds like he's the bottom of a tunnel.
I thought I'm staying for a bit, but I took my coat off.
No, it's because you were all saying that I looked like Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And I thought, when I took that picture of him, I thought, actually, there's a bit of a resemblance there. And then you realise that there's a phone in the picture.
Has anyone met Stu's missus?
Yes.
So he didn't give birth to Corey on yourself, because he looks... That's why I thought it was you. It's the spit of you.
Well, like Godzilla.
I was going to say, yeah.
I reproduce on my own.
Yeah.
What a reference. This is a right film, that was. I enjoyed it back in the day.
The Matt Broderick one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good soundtrack as well.
Jamiroquai. Right, so was that song made for the film? Because the music video is basically kind of trying to recreate a bit of Godzilla scene, isn't it?
Mm.
And I was having this conversation with Catherine the other day. You don't see songs made for films anymore.
I'm going to trump you straight away.
What about James
Venom,
Bond?
Venom theme tune is by Eminem.
But was it made specifically for Venom, though? Or
yeah, because he sings about Venom.
Oh, okay.
So basically, Eminem's done a song for a movie. Yeah. He's completely sold out there.
Okay, yeah, apart from Bond, then, because they always do Bond song. But remember back in the day, he used to bring out a blockbuster and there used to be a song for it, like Men in Black. Will Smith would always do the Men in Black song.
And Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
Okay,
there was that song by the first Spider-Man that came out, Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Yeah.
Hero.
Hero. Just saying, bring them back.
Could be a thing again.
He's not bothered, are you?
No, not really.
Never seen Godzilla. Add it to the list to wrestling, other things you're not bothered by.
Doctor Who, for Ben.
Nah, not that crap either. Funny enough, today, I had a meeting today and I saw the phone box thing.
Did you? Could have been the actual one.
The phone box thing. It just shows how much he really hates Doctor Who. Like,
what's it called?
TARDIS.
Yes!
Nonce box.
What does it stand for?
What?
It stands for something. TARDIS does.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Right,
we're going to get complaints. Let's get off the topic. We don't want to get complaints like we did a couple of weeks ago. Right, let's talk football still, gentlemen, and we'll talk about the game at the weekend. Wolves went 6 undefeated with a 1-0 away win against Crystal Palace. Doherty with the second half goal. Mixed views on this one, gentlemen, after the game, because people were saying that, once again, Wolves just didn't click, but we got the win.
Mark of champions.
Yeah, because probably, you know, Palace had a lot of possession, but kind of no killer touch in the end. Was it the case that Wolves just didn't click again? Because again, we talked about Southampton last week, how, you know, for a large part of the game we didn't click.
Just didn't seem to stick, did it, the ball? Like, you know, I don't know if the conditions, they did.
Yeah, was that the weather?
It was the same for both teams, obviously, but I imagine that for a lot of our players, not making excuses, but it's different, I'd imagine, for a lot of things.
Yeah, but you're playing the conditions, and they're used to playing the conditions on that pitch in that ground as well.
Yeah, I mean, and what a dump.
They're not exactly, like, technically Stute, as Nevers and Martino are in their centre midfield. They're not going to be looking for long range passes like we.
They've got some big lads though, aren't they? You know, they put themselves about and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, they're not as flamboyant as people think they are. You think Zaha, yeah, and when they had Bolasie before he fell apart. But they have got Zaha and that easy. The rest of them, there's a lot of cloggers there.
Bang average.
We did really well to block Zaha the majority of that gaff. I thought Tenzin was probably their main threat.
Yeah, and Van Aanholt as well. Yeah. I thought he played well. But it's like what Bournemouth did to him on Monday. You stifled Zaha, you've done your job because they can't score without him. And that's pretty much, we went there away from home against an established Premier League team who play some decent stuff sometimes. And you take the danger one out, you've done your job.
And the times he did break through, no one was there to get on the end of whatever he was putting.
So Palace had the possession, but they didn't necessarily they didn't do anything with use it.
It didn't.
There was the one chance in the first half.
Did it feel like a 60-40 game? It didn't really feel like that.
Stats didn't warrant.
No. When I saw it on Match of the Day, I didn't realise that they'd had that much of the ball because I think a lot of the time when you're watching it, you judge it by chances.
Yeah.
And we had just as many chances as they did. Clear cut, like proper goal scoring.
The Match of the Day highlights made it look like we were on the ropes. Where actually they didn't show Jota's chance, which he
should have done a lot better with that left foot.
Yeah, he just ballooned high and wide. There's a couple of nice moves that they completely missed and don't even mention. And thought, well, you know, it was the same at West Ham as well, where we was edited out of the out of the game. Though the London bias kicking in already.
Might be a benefit, you know.
Yeah.
Because I still think we're going under the radar in massively. Publicly.
Yeah, well, massively. It's great. But the one that he put across the 6-yard box, and it only needed a deflection to go in the net. But apart from that, he never felt like we were going to concede.
No.
Even with the brilliant Patricio double save.
Yeah.
You knew he was going to save it.
Yeah,
there's no.
He's pretty awesome.
There was that chance as well in the first half where was there a corner and Patricio seemed to drop it, but then
he pushed it out, didn't he?
Yeah, it looks deceptive again from the camera angle,
but
because
he pushed it away.
It was coming over to him. Obviously, he's not going to try and catch it one-handed in the pissing down rain. So he's kind of it's an audio feature. He's kind of bent his hand and kind of hit it with the his wrist more than anything else, just to get anything away from the. From the danger area.
That's what Schlupp ballooned it over, didn't he? That one.
But it wasn't a flap like they were saying, oh, he's come and missed it. He did the best of what he could do in the conditions.
Could Jimenez done better with that chance? It's a bit of an angle chance.
The ball was past Hennessy. Yeah, it was his trailing arm.
It was world class save.
It was his trailing hand that stopped it. The ball had gone past him. And I just you just felt like it might be one of those days when you have a clear-cut chance like that.
You just knew that he'd pull something like that off when he was the abuse that he got, rightfully so.
Yeah, from minute one.
Treacherous.
Well.
Treacherous snake. he dealt with it quite well, actually. He didn't let anything get to him, but he did get beat for the near post, which was glorious.
And what's usually happened this season, second half, Wolves finally found the breakthrough, Doherty, with the goal.
Doc.
The Docmoth, yeah. The Doctor.
Dr. Dre. Wrong guy.
PFA Premier League Player of the Month. Gentlemen, it just keeps getting better and better. And this is a guy that Wolves bought nearly, 10 years ago for $75K from
Bohemians. Is he better than Dennis Irwin?
Here we go.
Well, yeah, no, he is now.
He always has been, Stuart.
No, well, when Dennis Irwin came to us in the first year before his legs went, before they finally went, he was sound.
What's he going to do to start, apart from Martin O'Neill getting the sack?
Martin O'Neill getting the sack.
That's the only thing.
Yeah. When you saw how bad Cyrus Christie was against Arsenal.
He's adapted.
You never
so
know what
well.
Will happen with Ireland there this week, as in internationally. But yeah, he's got to start, isn't he?
They don't play a back five, do they? Is that reason?
They play him up front.
I think they know what they're playing.
No, I can't remember last time I watched an Ireland game, to be honest.
Cry Wolf blog, when we asked for our previous predictions, he said Doherty would have a big season this season. But gentlemen, just, again, you know, great goal, lovely 1-2 with Jimenez,
great move,
lovely pass through, and then just lovely
training ground.
Yeah, the analysis on Match of the Day sort of made it look a bit odd. The defender, he should have done this, he should have done that, but
Doherty ain't no slouch getting acceleration.
Yeah. No.
For someone of his size as well, he's deceptively fast. And that stat today as well, I don't know if it was on Totally Show or Ramble, whatever, there is the one with the most touches in the opposition box of any defender in the Premier League.
Don't surprise you, doesn't know how they play.
You think, well, you look at the amount of teams play with wing backs, and then you got him with a promoted club who's been here, never well, apart from as a young kid playing in the Premier League then. And he just took it like a dog to water.
I mean, I hadn't realised until today when that when Wolves put that video up that the move started with Bolly absolutely smashing Zahar.
Yeah.
Such a great tackle, though.
But it was a proper like thud.
Yeah.
Like, smash. It was like, oh my God, he's killed him. And then by the time it cleared, and I just love Jimenez more and more and more every game. Yeah, yeah. Composure. He could have hit it first time, and Doc isn't getting it then. He took a touch. He waited for them to like go towards him and just popped it round.
It's
the corner.
Way with Jimenez. It's the way that he's when he's got his back to goal, he just can so hold the ball up so
he
well.
He makes
and
the game look easy.
Yeah.
And I truly believe and I hope that he's finishing. You know, he will score more goals in a Wolves shirt, but it's just so much more than goals with him. He just sort of links everything up when we get into that final third.
But you look at the chances he's had though. They've been world class saves to deny.
Yeah, Hart had a world, didn't he? Or had a really good game. The Hennessy save was a great save.
The two McCarthy ones, the one from the header, which was superb.
He missed a chance first half, didn't he? Actually, where he sort of dragged it wide when Jota
he should have
hit the target.
Pickford made a good save in the first game as well from him.
Yeah, and he's for £30 million. He's going to be a steal. For what he for his contribution to the overall team. This is what we're saying.
People will raise their eyebrows to that, but I can't disagree with you. £30 million for a striker nowadays, for what he brings to our team,
It's
like money well spent in my eyes.
What we said earlier on in the season and before the summer, and said, I'll get a gift. They were even on WM yesterday again, saying, Wolves are going to sign a striker. No, we're not, because we don't play with strikers. As soon as people get through the thick heads, that we don't play with traditional strikers anymore.
That is going to be a culture change in football in terms of how football is developing now. Because even now, a part of you still thinks, we still need that striker who's going to bang in 20 goals. And you just know, we don't need that anymore.
That kind of player wouldn't work in our team anyway.
No.
I think the only striker who I'd like over Jimenez at the moment might be Dzeko.
Big shed. Ooh. We can afford him.
And we can afford him. He wants out of Italy.
Yeah, that's a decent action. Yeah,
that's the only striker I think it could do that role, and he's lethal in the box.
Come on, Uncle Mendes.
Sign him up.
It's so much so that when you're playing Sace as a false nine,
so good.
But it worked, didn't it? He was there.
He's laboured.
And he nearly got himself booked, which is standard, but he didn't. Yeah. But he's a menace and he's a pest. And when we're hanging on, air quotes, he was just there for an extra body on the pitch rather than, I thought, well, yeah, you're right, not bringing Traore on in this situation. Then he went and did it anyway. Yeah.
I think Noonan must just do something like that. Just say, you don't see that coming, because like, everyone knows how we play, and he said it, and obviously.
Or the analysts are like, quickly flicking through paper. What the hell do we do with it?
Yeah, like an NFL play, flipping it over. Got one here where Sace comes on and he's up front.
It's like,
it's like
the end of the Waterboy when he doesn't use the playbook, and they're like, what do we do here?
Totally fucked.
Oh, what a film. Someone else had a good performance, gentlemen. Connor Cody, praised on Match of the Day by Sheeran Wright, saying he should get an England call-up, or could in the future. Mm. No England call-up this time, gentlemen. Tarkowski ahead of him. Dunk was got a late call-up. Right, so I think we could probably easily say, as long as he performs well, you would be very, very surprised if he didn't get in the November call-up for the friendlies. Is it just America? I presume we've got somebody else.
There'll be two games.
You'd be very surprised if on that point he doesn't get the call.
I don't know if he's... He probably never will because he doesn't have to explain, but I'd like to know why he hasn't. Is there just the way he plays that Southgate doesn't want that from his centre-back? Or... I don't know. Well, I don't understand. Because that's the only reason I could think. Because he's not a conventional centre-back, is he?
No, that's the only question I was going to ask, is are we as fans, Wolves fans, looking at this in rose-tinted glasses slightly and saying, well, he should get a call?
An element of, yeah, but then... I think the more you talk about it, it's probably warranted.
Well, you
dunk.
You got to look at it. England are going to play a back three, and Stones is starting in the middle. Who's the backup to Stones? Who plays in a back three? No one does. It doesn't make any sense. You're shoehorning defenders in there just for the sake of it because they play for teams that have had more Premier League experience, but Mason Mount. and all his other little hypocritical nonsense that he's come out with and bringing in championship players for experience when... No. What does that even mean?
I was thinking with the Mason Men thing that it's easy to name a striker than it is to name Cody in that squad.
It's easier to take lower league strikers.
Your back three for England is Connor Cody in the middle, Ryan Bennett on the right and Harry Maguire on the left in the volley. That's your England squad. Volley. Build your team around Cody. If you want to play football from the back...
I don't think that's... I think that's like the most working man's back three all time for England.
It's the most English back three possible.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
But that is what it is. I mean, look at Dunk. I said this on Twitter, talking to a Brighton fan the other day, and whenever he plays without Duffy, he's awful. It's like the Roger Johnson and Scott Dan situation. Yeah. You separate them, and they're shit.
Yeah.
So I don't... It doesn't make any real sense at all.
He's banging form, isn't
he? Yeah.
It's like picking Harry Winks over... the guy from Bournemouth.
I know who you mean. Brooks, is it?
No, Crook. He's Welsh.
Crook. Oh, is he Welsh?
Yeah.
David Brooks is Welsh, I'm sure.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, cause I own him on the index.
No, but it's the same thing. Harry Winks has done nothing at all. And your players at Bournemouth are... And again, Callum Wilson, over his two injuries, playing well. Don't get lucky.
I think you're going to get that a lot with Southgate, because he's under 21s and all that, and he's probably said, oh, I'm going to bring all these players.
My boys.
Yeah, I think there is an element of that, and he's going to miss out.
Because they're still run by sponsors at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's the money men. That's what England balls down to. You like serve, I mean.
With the fashionable South Coast teams of Bournemouth and Brighton. Holy hotspots.
Do you think Wolves will ever be fashionable?
No.
I think they could become hipster, couldn't they?
Okay.
I think hipster, yeah.
Get on board with that.
Maybe not fashionable, but hipster.
Benno, Cody, and one other, yeah. I'd watch more England games.
Well, obviously, yeah. But...
Might even buy a waistcoat.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens with the November calls. Back to Palace, gentlemen. Good, bad performances. Anyone else set your world on fire? Anyone else poo your world on fire?
I was chatting to someone on Saturday, and before a Premier League game now, I'm not even nervous, whereas in the Championship I used to shit myself every week, because you genuinely didn't know. And even if you look at some of the defensive displays initially, we weren't great at times. I mean, we were brilliant over the course of the season, but now I just really feel confident, and I think it is down to your man Rui. He's just
he's the best keeper in the Premier League without a shadow of doubt.
I'm flying that flag as well. I think he's absolutely awesome. I can't believe that he's at Wolves. He's like one of the best keepers. And at that, is it Alex Goncalves on Twitter? He was saying that the same about Patricio that he said about Edison. That I think Edison was in Portugal before. It is Edison here.
Yeah,
he was in Portugal. Yeah. And they just don't get noticed. Put him in a Premier League team, it's like... It's the best thing since sliced bread.
Do you think there's an element with Patricio that Wolves have got this money now, but still Wolves haven't still got the stature of a traditional top four, top six team at the minute? That, like when Van der Sar went to Fulham, and you could tell he was too good for Fulham, and he would therefore spend ages at Man United, there could be an element of, in the summer, another team. Like, you always see like De Gea. It was like a story the other day about De Gea might run down his contract. Surely another team could be quite tempted by Patricio, and Patricio might think, well, technically it's a big step up. It's Champions League football. He's good enough.
He's got that here in the summer. Fourth place is up for grabs.
But you know what I mean, though. He's got the stature to go to a bigger club, and you couldn't be annoyed by it.
Yeah, he's had.
He's been at Sporting his whole career, hasn't he?
Yeah, his whole life.
It's
the same thing with Moutinho as well. He's at 32. He could have gone to Spurs about four times, and they never took the plunge on him. So you've got to think them two being best buds and everything. If you go to Nicolas on Twitter,
he got the reveals. He got the ITK.
If they are good mates and they're loving life in the cafe in Wolverhampton, then why would you ever go to Old Trafford in the state it's in now?
You could probably pin a half of our points on Patricio saves.
So Patricio...
5-8, I think I worked it out at. Debatable. But Saturday, I know that's what they're there to do. They're the goalie. But if Ruddy would have been in goal, I'm not so confident that we'd have come away with the clean sheets. Look at the clean sheets that we're getting. away from home, looking very, very comfortable.
We're a fantasy football manager's dream at the moment, fantasy boys.
We're doing like 113,000, I made that number up, 1,000 people put Doherty in their fantasy.
He got a really high number, didn't he?
12 people went Doherty triple captain. They live in the Matrix, outside the Matrix for me. They're 12 people put him triple captain.
Well, Doherty and Johnny are the highest scoring fullbacks in the league, points wise.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It says it all. But that's the thing. You know, they signed Johnny for £6 million from Celta Vigo. If we offered one, what, 20? Would they take it?
He's got a Spanish call up now, so it goes up a bit, doesn't it?
It's already agreed, isn't it, the fee for his one. It's already done. Mendes has already planned out the next 200 years.
It's a loan, isn't it, George?
200 years of his company.
It's a little loan. Yeah. So anyone else good, bad from that game? So not just Patricio. We talked about Doherty and Cody being good. Jimenez as well. Anybody else, or was it just a clean sweep once again?
William Bolle. Willy Bolle is just an absolute wall.
See the size of his leg?
It was bigger than me. I mean, I don't say a lot, but he's huge. What did we pay for him? 10, 12 million, something like that? That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Did anyone have a bad game at all? Anyone? Maybe
I don't think anyone
game?
Had a particularly
People
bad
People say
game.
Jota again, wouldn't they?
But yeah, but Jota's shit every week. He needs dropping now. It's getting beyond a joke.
He's
becoming very frustrating to watch because I think he's trying that hard.
Yeah, he needs
and to. And he knows he's like in a bit of a rut at the moment.
And maybe that break will do him good. I know he's going to the under-21s, but maybe that just...
I'm not
break.
Raising the Jota points anymore because I've said it loads. And I just think... You 10 minutes on.
Did anybody hear what Neil Warnock said after his game with Spurs?
Wanker Warnock.
I don't think that's his official name. But yeah.
It is in my house.
So after their 1-0 defeat to Spurs at Wembley the weekend, Warnock on his position said, "I don't know where the club will go if I did leave, unless George Mendes brings a manager and five players in January and runs three clubs."
He's in his head. And I think that's the funniest thing.
We
don't give a shit about him.
The news says that salt isn't very good for you, isn't it? So just he's just got to be careful there.
But he also said that wasn't the sending off because it didn't endanger his life.
Oh, yeah.
And they've appealed it. So they've appealed it so that it's going to get a frivolous appeals claim on it. So he's going to be banned for 4 games then.
Good.
Good old deal.
I can't stand the bloke. I think that's just the first... sign that he's losing his marbles.
Right, champagne man of the match in honour of Prosecco, also of course, is down here. Do you give your bottle of champagne to you and your tin of caviar for Waitrose for your man of the match? Dan, I'll ask you first. Who's getting it?
Willy Bolle.
Good old Willy Bolle. We should have kept a tab of these, shouldn't we?
Someone can do it.
Someone listen back to their back catalogue and send us a spreadsheet of man of the matches so far. So, Willy Bolle's one, Stu.
I'm torn between. I'll go Patricio. I'm going to say I'm torn between Patricio and Doherty because apart from the goal, he was just overall excellent again. He just had the whole right hand side just locked down. But yeah, you can't argue with Patricio again.
Patricio. Yeah,
definitely.
I'll say Doc. He's got the goal. He's got the win.
Yeah. Great finish.
He's got the style.
It was a good finish.
It was nearly the perfect night for Ireland, wasn't it?
Nearly.
So nearly. Why was it nearly a perfect night for Ireland? Chris.
Three things,
yeah. Here we go.
Doherty.
Yeah.
Some wrestling crap. And McGregor. Am I right?
Yeah. You were, well
there
done.
You go.
Well done.
Only because you tweeted it, I think.
Yeah. That's I love that. He got smashed, you know.
Do you?
I love it.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm Floyd Mayweather team, all day, every day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the fact that he was talking that much crap in the fight, he's finally got weighed in. Did you see that clip where, like, halfway through the fight, Khabib was saying...
You want to talk?
We're going to talk, and he's like, it's only business. You've been saying, you've been talking that much crap, personal. And then you know you're getting your arse whooped. Oh, it's only joking.
Fair play to Khabib, the energy to jump out of the octagon and start kicking the shit out of everyone in the crowd as well. I'd have been knackered. It's not fucking bombs dropping everywhere. But it was good. But yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway,
what was the wrestling one? Just for my.
The Becky Lynch one. She kept her title. Just to be...
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I better stop talking
about
wrestling.
The script writers let her keep a title.
Yeah, they did, yeah. It's very nice of them, I thought. Good by the creative team to do that. Right, we're going to do Dan's quiz, and we've got other things to talk about after this. Right, welcome back to the show. Right, Dan has got a quiz for us this week. Now, as you know, Dan's quizzes are usually the Wolves versus opposition team quizzes, but obviously it's international break, so there is no opposition team. So I said to Dan, can you do a quiz for us? Maybe international themed. I left him to decide. Dan, have you done a quiz like that or on your own devices?
I've done it on my own devices. It's okay. Basically all about sex, drugs and rock and roll this week.
Fantastic.
Starting with Steve Ball. Played 13 times for England, but which was the only country he finished on the losing side against? Mr. Mez.
I've got no idea, Matt. I'm going to say Spain.
So the only side he played for England in the
lost. Year. He played 13 times. They won 8, drew 4 and lost 1.
I don't know if this is a trick question, because I'm just going to obviously say West Germany.
Stuart?
Italia 90?
He never featured that, did he? Unless he's playing
didn't
squad games.
Didn't he come
games.
On for that? I'm trying to come on.
My quizzing ability has dropped.
Come on, Chris.
I know, I'm trying, mate.
Only got 2 against Czechoslovakia, D, so it's not them. It's going to be some loser country, eh? Austria.
The correct answer was Uruguay.
Did he not come on in that semi-final?
No.
Oh, okay.
He came on against in the Belgium game where Platt scored an injury in the last minute of extra time.
Okay.
England lost 2-1 at Wembley. This was just before World Cup 1990, and it was Sir Bobby Robson's last game as England manager at Wembley. There you go.
Facts.
Next
as
question
well as questions.
Is, what number did Steve Ball wear at Italia 90? You was about 12 then, weren't you, Stu?
No, 7. 6.
It was 3. How old are you, Mez?
2. I had to think of
that. Now or then?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 13. No idea.
16.
I was going to say 19, but that was Gazza's number, wasn't
he? I thought it was 16 or 18.
15.
Correct answer was 21.
Oh.
So if you ever want a retro England shirt,
21.
Get yourself 21. Good. On the back.
Okay.
Obviously you can't have Bull on the back because they have names back then, but
right, next one.
Rui Patricio conceded how many goals at Euro 2016 excluding penalty shootouts?
Okay.
So obviously Portugal won Euro 2016. How many goals did he concede in that tournament? I'll come to you first, Stuart.
What's Stuart going for here?
6.
6 goals.
Mr. Mez.
I thought it was really low because I think. 4.
4 goals. I'm going to say 5 just to go down the middle.
Correct answer was 5.
Oos!
Oos! 8 including penalty shootouts.
We were close.
Well, this is one of my favourite questions of this week's quiz. John DeWolf signed for Wolves after World Cup 94, but what manufacturer supplied his football boots during his time at Wolves?
Yeah, this is a question and a half, isn't it?
I had to do some zooming in on some pictures to get this.
So do you know they supplied his boots or that he just didn't go and buy them?
Don't get technical. He wore these
Hummel.
Boots. Mr. Mez has gone Hummel.
I don't even know boots from back in those days, so they're not. Can I just say Hummel as well? I've no idea. Oh.
No, of course you can't.
Adidas. No
I've got
idea.
A feeling. Because Bully was Mizuno, worry. And I've got a feeling because he was in pictures with Bully all the time. So I'll say Mizuno.
No, the correct answer was Lotto.
Oh.
Classic.
Italian specialists.
Italian specials.
Well, they always had green logos there on all the black boots.
Mm-hmm. 3 more questions left.
Come on. Got that lead still. Come on.
After Portuguese goalkeeper Quim injured his wrist, Nuno and Rui Patricio were both in Portugal's Euro 2008 squad. But who was Portugal's first choice goalkeeper? Well, Stu's already got the answer to this. He remembers.
I honestly have no idea.
I'm going to say Victor Baier.
Stuart?
That's what I would have said.
No, he wouldn't.
I've no, honestly, I'm going to have to pass. I've no idea whatsoever.
I don't think it's right.
Yeah, I think it is. I would have said Vitor Baier.
Vitor Baier.
I thought you would have known this. Do you not remember him scoring against England in the penalties? Ricardo.
Oh my god. I thought
he was
right. Right. I was getting worried there. I thought Stu's got a banker here.
Dave's currently winning with one.
It's tough.
The last quiz I won, I did also win one as well. Come on.
It's not a victory.
Well, it is when
1-0 to the Wanderers.
Yeah.
Right.
Here we go.
Wolves' last full England international was Matt Jarvis. In January 2013, he was interviewed for and appeared on the cover of what gay lifestyle magazine to discuss homosexuality in football? You should know.
Just looking at Dave's bookshelf.
So basically, I'm just looking for a one-word answer of a magazine.
I'm going to say balls.
Attitude.
Life. I've no idea.
The correct answer was attitude.
Yeah!
I thought you'd been looking at me a bit funny recently.
So it's 1-1-0 then.
1-1-0.
This is his last question.
This is and it's pretty much a tiebreaker for the. Unless. I'll think of something if Chris gets it right.
I was going to say, yeah.
Steve Bull scored on his England debut against Scotland in what minute of the game? Chris, I'll go. There you go first. Just try and claw your way back in.
68.
65.
74.
Correct answer was 82.
I said that in my head.
Stuart wins this week's quiz.
Well done, Stu.
Well done, Matt.
Right.
Well done, Stu. Good quiz again, once again.
He's brilliant, I think.
Did I say you got on at home at WWFC Fancast on Twitter? Gentlemen, should we do what we learnt in the WhatsApp group this week?
Go on, then.
We need the jingle, don't we? Can you
give us that bloke's back is going to be like.
Ooh.
What we learned in the WhatsApp group this week.
You can't bang the table, Stu. That's why I've got my hands here.
Right, the only thing we learned in the WhatsApp group this week is that Adam has got the whole group addicted to Q Live and HQ Live.
It's
basically. Chris, can you explain what both apps are to the people who have not got them before?
Couldn't believe that that many people didn't know about it. I think there's two quizzes run a day, 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock. Am I right?
No. Well, it varies, isn't it? There's one, oh, right, one okay. O'clock.
But yeah, so it's just a free quiz app that you sign up to. And
we're not sponsored by this, just FYI.
Yeah.
But we should be, really.
We should be.
How many of us are involved in it now?
We're plugging in.
So there are two free apps, aren't they?
Free to play.
And it's like a live...
12 questions, yeah. Normally.
Yeah. But it's a live quiz to the presenter.
Live feed, yeah. Full on. Famous Peter Andre.
Yeah.
We should have done a fan cast login and then the referral code. You could have like 1,000 lives. Mr. Tricky.
We'd win every week.
Yeah. Split the cash.
Yeah. What are you going to do with your £3?
Nanbreads at Marigolds.
That's it, yeah. Get my cheese nan in.
It is addictive though, yeah. Isn't it? Once you know it. And then you see the notification come up. It's like, the quiz. Turn everything off, focus.
But yeah, so it's basically, what is it, 12 questions, and it's basically instant knockout. If you get it wrong, you're out.
You're out, yeah.
And if you can get all the way to the end, you win the share of... Which didn't... Adam got to the final 1 point and won £12. I'd be buzzing for that.
I know. He did well there. He did really well.
They're different price sizes, like £500 in the day, 1,000 or 10,000 at weekend.
Yeah, typically a grand, I think.
Which one of those ones, when he told us about it and he referred, he thought, oh yeah, well, I'll give it a go. And like every night now, waiting for that notification.
I think on Sunday, that £5,000 last man standing, there was like over 100,000 people that went in for it. But where'd they get their money?
This is what we want to know.
Mendes.
But some of the questions, like obviously it starts off quite easy. Then you get that question, you're just like, should know this.
Some really class ones.
Should know this. The zucchini question really threw me the other day.
Zucchini.
About what they call it in America. What's actually zucchini here?
What number question was that?
It was like 4 the other day. I think it was Sunday night.
Probably.
I think it was like courgette aubergine or something else.
Okay.
It threw me off.
We remember in Cineworld when they used to put them the things up beforehand.
Yes, you could get the app as well for it.
This was before phones.
Yeah.
When it first opened in '94. And it come up, what is zucchini? And Goldie said, literally, again, Goldie actually said, oh, it's an American car. It's not an American car.
I remember them.
Literally never heard of it before.
Sydney Wall opened in '94. It was the lighthouse then, wasn't it?
No. They used to put, like, questions up before the film. Come on.
In '94?
It's getting entertained.
Cineworld was the first thing there.
Do they still have
94? Has it been open that long?
It's been there years.
God, oh, no. Whoa. Cineworld at Bentley Bridge? Yeah. Has not been open since the
90s. No, 97.
No, it must be the early noughties.
No, it's not, because it had its 20-year anniversary, either this year or last year. So it's either 97 or 98.
Yeah, because I used to go to... The nearest one was really... Wasn't it Showcase?
Yeah.
Wassel?
Good old Showcase.
The Showcase, and then it was delighted.
I think there's done anything to it
well,
since.
Is that Willenhall?
No, what is the little one in town.
See, yeah, so building. Yeah. So that's what happened. Apart from all the numerous messages we always get when you go to sleep and wake up and there's 200 messages waiting. So people go check that out. I think it's quite fun. It's addictive.
Yeah, it's good.
On films, what was everybody's first film they ever saw at the cinema? Does anybody remember?
Turtles 2, I think.
What's the... Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
So no, they're Jessica doing, Parker, isn't it?
They're doing a light, you know, them...
They're doing a sequel to Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
With the original cast.
True story.
The original witches.
Buzzing.
First cinema, midnight screening. Where's his there with little Hocus Pocus flags?
I like the Everyman cinemas. Have you been to them?
Are those ones where they have the sofas and the
food?
Yeah,
you can eat food, yeah.
You can eat food. Like it was banned before at cinemas.
Yeah. Your mom taking
Harry
Bowles.
We don't sell popcorn in this cinema.
Taking Harry Bowles in her handbag.
So what, Jaws 2 for some reason, Dan thinks? I doubt it. Surely wasn't Jaws 2 your first
one. Turtles 2.
I thought he said Jaws 2.
No, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2,
I think. That the Vanilla Ice one? With the go turtles, go turtles, go.
No, I think there's one where they go to like medieval Japan or
that's
something.
That's the third one.
Is that the third one then?
Great. Yeah. Chris, do you remember yours?
Turtles in Time, then.
Oh, Hocus Pocus, she said, didn't you? Do you remember?
It's got to be a Disney film of some kind. I'm thinking...
One that you went to the cinema to watch, not one you watched when you was like...
Yeah,
three.
At the cinema.
Yeah, it's at the cinema. Oh. Yeah, so that's what I mean, my first cinema. Cause I'm thinking... So I watched the first Jurassic Park in the cinema, definitely, but that was, what, 93, 94?
That was my first one at the cinema, Jurassic Park.
There's got to be a Disney film out before then. They're doing Lion King, Beauty and the Beast. It's all around the cinema.
The original Disney one when it was black and white?
Yeah.
Probably.
Fantasia.
Oh,
Fantasia's probably a good shout.
It's not black and white either.
Was it black and white, do you remember?
No.
Well, that's why I say Fantasia's a good shout. Could have been your first one.
Possibly.
Anyway.
Fantasia was actually
released. We're off topic again. Oh, no. What are we doing? Right, okay, that's what we learned in the WhatsApp group this week. Gentlemen, I thought we'd finish off the podcast because there is no game coming up. Obviously, look at the next block of games we've got after the international break, before the next international break. They always keep coming, don't they? So Wolves have got four games: Watford at home, Brighton away, Spurs at home, and Arsenal away, which could be a Super Sunday, gentlemen.
It is,
eh? Isn't
it? It's a half-four kick-off.
It's just because of the Europa League. That's the only reason we're playing on a Sunday.
Oh.
It's not on the telly?
No.
But it's a half-four kick-off?
Yeah.
Really? That's odd, isn't it, to have
the Europa League?
I know, but it's odd to have two Sunday games on and one. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
No, they always do it all the time.
But that late though, because I know that Spurs was it Chelsea, Southampton were on the same time as Fulham, Arsenal.
No, because it was on BT. Fulham Arsenal kicked off at lunchtime on BT, and then
three.
Sky had 2:15 Chelsea, Southampton, and then.
But that's
the
it's very rare to have a 4 o'clock Sunday, but there also being another 4 o'clock Sunday,
Burnley Man United was 4 o'clock as well, and that was on live at the same time as something else. Because the foreign broadcast get the other one, so you get a choice.
You learn something new every day.
So certain places will be showing the Wolves game away at Arsenal.
What we need to work out is when will Europe be confirmed? We should probably get that in the diaries so we can start looking at cheap Ryanair flights from
the
East Midlands.
You know, on Blue Peter back in the day where they used to fundraise and every week you used to see the chart go up. That's what you need.
Surely as the city becomes as massive as we're going to be, Bobbington will soon be doing flights.
Chartered flights.
It's already started though, because the Slug and Lettuce taking aviators.
The city is thriving.
You can't get more hipster than that.
Wait for Wolverhampton to get the City of Culture. You watch. That's when it'll hit big time. So, gentlemen, those four games, what is a realistic points target? If you were, between ourselves, a points target for that block of four, what is a realistic target? Give me a number and we shall discuss, as is podcast rules.
What's the running again? Watford, Brighton?
Watford at home, Brighton away, Spurs at home, which is on the telly, I believe that one is.
And Saturday night
oh, my life.
Quarter to eight on a Saturday night, Tottenham.
What time are we meeting?
7 in the morning.
Midday.
Arsenal away as well is the last one. What are we thinking, gentlemen? Realistic out of those four games. I shall throw out the number 7.
No, because that means a defeat. Can't be having that.
I think against Spurs.
Who's going to beat us, Dave? Realistically.
No one, Chris. Champions, why am I doubting?
Draw.
Right, I'm throwing out the number 7. I think you've got to. I think you've got to be realistic out that Spurs and.
So you think we're going to win the first two and then take a draw off Spurs or Arsenal?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's a realistic point target.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
10 will be absolutely.
But that's what I think will happen anyway.
Buzzing.
Yeah. Buzzing if we beat Tottenham on that Saturday night.
Ooh. I know.
Cinderella's here we come.
What are we thinking? So I'm saying 7 is a realistic target. What, anyone else think there's a 8? 8?
2 points again.
Yeah, 8 or 10. We are not going to win all, even I'm not saying it, we're going to win all 4. But 10 is, it is realistic now. So we're in a position where...
Tell us we're wrong, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
We're wrong, Dave. You win your home games, then you're playing an inferior team in Brighton away, which you should win. And then
Brighton,
well, they are.
So negative, where are they? They are decent at
they're
home.
They're crap.
And Brighton, we've got a shit record at Brighton. I know we've been that 1 year under Jordan Graham, we've got that fluky goal, but we am terrible at Brighton.
Wasn't Jordan Graham?
Jordan Graham put the ball in.
It was his own goal.
Well, his own goal, but Jordan Graham crossed it in for the fluke.
He claimed it. He Harry Kane'd it.
I think I'd be disappointed if we got anything less than 6.
How times change.
Oh, I know. It's fantastic.
So we're saying 10 there, Dan. You're
1
saying...
win and 3 draws.
You think that's a realistic target? That's what I'm saying. So you're saying 6 points.
Less than 6, I'd be disappointed.
Okay.
What are you saying?
8.
Say 8 is the target.
Imagine if we got 12. Would they have to take a series? We'll win the title. We get 12 points in the next 4 games, we win the title.
If Arsenal come into that game and they've won 12 on the bounce,
and we stop them,
and we beat them. Why not?
Easy.
I don't think we're going to win at Arsenal because I'm planning on going.
Yeah, I'm going as well. So.
Oh, no, you were right away, aren't you?
I'm back now. Because I went to Leicester, didn't I?
You've been to Leicester and you've been to experience coach life.
United.
I've just realised, can we just rewind a bit back to Palace? 2 things. Firstly, Chris.
Go on.
What was brought into Palace?
Oh, the cabbage.
Somebody brought in a cabbage.
They were searching you as you went in. I genuinely, unless he's like, because it's all open. I didn't realise that either. It's all open. There's no roof where you get a drink outside. Yeah, yeah. Unless he's like, as he's running, he's like hurled it over the thing and like ran through and caught it the other side.
Or he's seen it and gone, yeah, go on, lads.
Covert cabbage mission.
Yeah, but they didn't like try and take it off the bloke. He was like holding it up, just dancing around with it. And then everyone started dancing around like a tribal thing. It was like, whoa! Right. If there's a roof, they'd have raised it.
But at the Villa game, it happened as we were recording the whole cabbage gate, as it were. But 2 questions, obviously. How does that person get the cabbage in? But who thinks, you know what, I'm gonna bring a cabbage with me today if I get annoyed.
Oh, lads, I've got to go back. I forgot the cabbage.
Yeah, throwing a cabbage is going to get us Thierry Henry as manager.
Somebody rushing out the house thinking, I'm on a diet, I need something to take me to the game. What have I got?
It's
cabbage.
Just makes it even funnier now that they're in free fall and that like they got the cabbage in and the videos of it and the singing about Villa on the train. And I
saw
that video.
Of someone actually throwing the cabbage at Bruce? So I'm not.
No, I don't think so.
It's just the picture of it sitting next to the dugout.
But like, we're getting recognition now on like away day fan sites on Twitter, like Wolves fans singing on the trains about Bruce the cabbage. Then the cabbage was in there. I think it's hilarious. I think people have got great sense of humour.
Albion was singing it in the ground on Saturday. United in piss takery.
Could I bring them up? You bringing them up for?
Because they've copied us and it's glorious. They can't
cut that out.
They can't even have a unique song about cabbages. But they have to copy that from us as well.
It was great though, wasn't it?
Superb. I mean, fair play to that.
Barcelona brought that pig's head in for Figo. I suppose at anything at football anymore.
Do you know what though? The cabbage, well, in some at ways, the start of the game, just before you finished, it was pristine. It had literally like just come out the shopping bag. Like there was no damage to it at the start, and I think it got booted around.
Do you think he would have done, what was that Barcelona player who got racially abused with the banana? Bruce, you think he would have just caught it and ate a bit of it?
Danny Alves, wouldn't he?
Yeah, a cabbage.
See that one? It was either a Champions League or Europa League game last week where someone threw a point at someone and he caught it.
Kennedy. Basilius, Chelsea was after him a few years.
But yeah, so I thought when Chris said that before recording, I thought, that's a lovely story.
That's hilarious.
We've got to bring a lovely story.
Close his book.
Who got the power pack? Alan Partridge.
So well, that's our kind of prediction, kind of realistic points targets. What do you think we'll get next four games as of now? What do you think?
So I've said the target's 8. I think we'll get 9.
9 points.
I think we'll lose at Arsenal. But I do think that we could... I do feel that we could beat Tottenham at home. Saturday night, fireworks. There'll be lasers as well. These
it'll be like pure lasers. Yeah. Darude sandstorm on the same box. Vroom,
vroom, vroom, oh, my eyes!
Like a Muse concert.
Yeah. I feel confident going into that game against Spurs.
So you're saying 9 points, you think, as of now?
Yeah, I said Nunez targeting 8, but I think we're going to get 9.
Dan, what do you think as of now? Well, we should remember this and review it in a month.
Yeah, 7.
7.
I'm 10.
10.
I'm not even joking. I'm genuinely that confident that we could.
I think I'm just being naturally whilst pessimistic. But
I've gone past that now. I was at past that.
Yeah, exactly.
18 months ago.
Yeah, I said I feel confident.
We've got Nunez now. We could get 12 without joking.
We could beat every fucker.
He's the master. He's the special one.
Yeah.
We could go into a game, 11 against 22, and he'd have a game plan to combat. I know he would. Get him involved in the Brexit deal.
He's the only one. The only one who can do it. I'm going to say 9 as well. Why not? Why not?
You are a changed man.
I've been a changed man for the last few weeks. Yeah, well. When you listen to the podcast, mate, you'll realise.
I do.
Yeah. Should we do Twitter Corner, everybody?
Go on, mate.
Yeah, go on.
I'm looking forward to
this. Go on, then. Let's see what they've got to say this week.
Twitter Corner, your time to send us your questions. You can get in touch with the show at WWFC Fancast on Twitter and email podcast@wolvesfancast.com. Phil Foster, how much is our Johnny worth now he's in the Spain squad, and what do you think of the chances of us getting him permanent? Touched on it earlier, gentlemen, but is there a chance or is there a wink-wink?
No, I think that any player that they're bringing on loan, I think the deal's done if Wolves want it. If Wolves don't want it, then I think they'd go back. But I think that every player that they're bringing on loan, the deal's there that if we want them, we... I've got the option if the player wants it.
Has he got a massive contract at Matt Fesco?
6 years.
See, that's what puts me
off. But
that's just to secure your
asset.
Yeah, 100%. It don't mean anything, does it?
No,
we're fucking loaded. We'll pay that off.
You're gonna be talking.
We're fucking loaded.
25-30 million easy for him. I mean, if he carries on and he's gonna be, you look at
it
from
it's still early days, isn't it?
If you look at it Moneyball wise, and his stats are gonna be in the top five defenders in the league going forward and defending, then he's going to be... You're talking shitloads of money. But we've got it, so who cares?
Daz says, after recently getting a Wolves tattoo on my calf, what do you think of football-related tattoos or just tattoos in general? Does anybody have tattoos here?
I haven't got any.
No,
I have. But that... Fine. Winner.
I've got no issue with them.
I was...
Football-related ones?
Football-related ones.
Did you say what he had done?
Have you seen the Alan Shearer one? Did you see the Alan Shearer one the other day?
I must say, no.
It looks better than the Alan Shearer statue, though.
Have you seen someone's photoshop the Alan Shearer tattoo on Alan Shearer's actual body when you're doing the celebration? Oh, it's funny. Bob, you've got to post that on the page. It's so funny. I think as long as it's done classy.
Yeah, as long as you're not... It depends where it is as well.
My dad's got Wolverhampton Wanderers in navy blue, proper ink on his forearm.
Old school ink. Yeah. Army ink.
It's with anything. It can either look tacky or it can... I mean, I for ages was going to have triangle, circle, X square, the PlayStation symbols across my arm.
And see, I wouldn't go that far.
That might still happen.
That doesn't surprise me. But not at all.
But he had nonce on his knuckles instead.
Jamie Walters says, who from the current playing squad will be playing for us in 2 seasons' time, i.e. when we're playing in the Champions League group stage?
Loving it.
Like your feelings. Feelings, like thoughts, Jamie. Any feelings, if you feel good about that. Yeah.
Talisca. It's coming in January.
Who in the current squad? Anyone in 2 years' time, in general? Who do you think will be with us in 2 years' time when we're back in the Championship?
Really?
The Spine.
Patricio, Neves, Jimenez.
We're back in the Championship. Wow, really?
We're back in the Championship. It's a Champions League day.
Yeah, we did say Champions League. I just said the Championship.
Oh, you're a little scampy one, Dave.
I think you look at the team now. He's added 3, really. So it's going to be a massive overhaul again, year on year. So
you could argue, as long as Neves has a decent season, he probably might not be here in the summer.
Don't say it. We'll wait for this conversation. Just wait.
Doherty'll still be here.
Just wait to see if it's Europa or Champions League. And then
Roy and Bennett will still be here in 2 years' time, but he'll be a full-fledged England squad member.
Yeah.
Roy and Bennett marching out, shirt tucked in at the Bernabeu. It's coming.
Oh. Anyone else?
I think you could argue the toss for 2 years. It ain't that long.
I'd hope Bolly was still here in 2 years.
Well, related question from Jamie Skelding, who says, Nevers has played 50 games for us now. How many do you think he will play for us in total?
200.
Ooh, 200.
You just got
to see, I'm building it up with Europe, but then I'm like, ooh, 200. Like, where's the middle? Ooh. Yeah.
You look at his age, and he's got a 5-year deal. I know deals don't mean anything, like we just said, but he's still young, and if we are performing like this, and fourth place is up for grabs, and I'm going to keep saying it all season long.
Stu did call Bennett, by the way, earlier on the season for England.
Yeah, I was the first one, and I got mocked, universally mocked.
Mocked.
And then the
article after article now is saying Bennett for England.
Yeah, exactly. And all hipster podcasts, all their followers, they all hated it. But now look us right.
So what? So you're saying 200, Stu?
Yeah, I'm close to 200. Yeah.
Dan.
102,
Chris.
I think he'll make the ton as well. 120.
I'm going to say 51 after an injury. Hang on, no. Better not say it. David Hoop says, should we all start getting our passports ready for next season?
1,000,000%.
Of course.
Yeah.
Get that blue passport ready.
My passport's ready because I'm going to Benidorm on Friday. So if any balls Benidorm over there, you know what to do.
Get the Prosecco extended one as well, not like just the next 5 years. Buy it for like as much as you can because you're going to need it. Strap yourself in.
Right, Aid Nichols says, has anyone noticed that when Doherty puffs out his cheeks, like when he scored at the weekend, the bottom half of his face looks like it belongs to someone else? Have you ever had another player who has two faces in one? Well, this is something I never noticed.
Frank Ribéry.
Yeah, but he's got three faces on one face.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Part footballer, part evil genius, Frank Ribéry.
Never even noticed.
Nuno on FIFA's got two faces.
Oh, yeah. So different.
He looks a bit like that Jason Mohammed of BBC.
Looks like a man who would run a chip shop.
Be a bloody nice one, I bet you.
I've never seen
every chip would know its place.
You know what he says? He says it's all about the squad. We played the same team 8 games in a row.
Record breaking as well, wasn't it? A record Premier League record.
Kakabusi running around giving the office bump. Did we get a certificate for that, do you know?
I'm sure we get some kind of nice certificate you can print out. Participation scheme, yeah, certificate.
It's great, eh? It's all about the squad, but we ain't changing 8 games. Everyone buys into it, though.
Yeah. It's like philosophical when he says
that. Right, final question. It's from email, comes from Chris Hayes now. Last week we got an email from Chris Hayes who started the email by saying Tim/Nathan and then asked the question of course. That Chris Hayes then tweeted in saying this is not me, I don't know who it was. So this is Chris Hayes saying this is him actually. Saying his question is, do you think Nuno would ever entertain the
what? Stop what? Chris Hayes sent in an email, yeah.
So Chris Hayes sent an email and started off with Tim/Nathan as in posing a question to Tim and Nathan.
Copy and paste.
Chris Hayes on Twitter for America tweeted with the same name saying, this isn't me. I think someone's trying to insinuate it was him.
Okay.
I lost you there, Chris, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah.
Really lost
Chris
you.
Hayes from America. Yep. Email.
Yeah. So read Hayes.
Yeah. Is he coming over to the welcoming committee as well? Like all Americans are welcome in the George Wallace meeting sessions.
So anyway, Chris Hayes says, do you think Nuno would ever entertain the idea of a documentary similar to one on Amazon on Man City?
No.
I bet you that's already been asked. Because apparently Liverpool were asked the same year as Man City won and Klopp turned it down.
And then Rodgers won, though. That was equally funny.
Yeah.
But well,
oh, the one that was on Channel 5?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know, because he let them do the pre-season thing and...
But that's real kind of small, low-key thing, isn't it? You could get that filmed in a day, couldn't you? Whereas that is a whole season, then would he want that?
But then does a lot intrigue? Of it get pushed by the owners?
Well, I guess
would
it's probably put
look,
up to
this
the...
is going to raise our profile
I would think,
a million-fold.
Yeah. I would think
you've got
yeah.
no choice. Because would Guardiola really want to do it?
I think he would have been given a choice. I think if you respect a manager that much, someone at Klopp at Liverpool, if he's turned it down and the club said, no, you're doing it, doesn't seem like a manager who would do it for me.
But you've got to remember that they'll, sorry Stuart, that they'll see it all, won't they? So they'll cut out what they do and that what they want and what they don't want. So everything that went into that the club wanted.
It's not the current season either, is it? So you know, unless you're not going to be. I mean that Man City thing, we didn't really give away secrets. It just showed him being well prepared, and you know, got test tubes and stuff and pipettes of growth hormone in there, like.
And also, I mean, people like Amazon have got to kind of think whether they look at a team and go, that team is going to have a great season, otherwise it's going to be a.
There's a Netflix documentary on Sunderland coming out either.
Yeah. Oh yeah, true. Wank. Actually, yeah,
that is the one that I was just like, I couldn't think of the club. Yeah. All these cameras have got really.
It was supposed to be on our way back.
On our way.
But if Wolves did it and they had an average Premier League season, you know, hypothetically, it's not going to be a really watchable thing. They've got to.
I think with the Man City one, the risk was just so low, wasn't it?
Yeah, because they knew something was going to happen.
Yeah, they're either going to finish first or second.
It was probably better that they don't. Well, obviously, it would have been good to watch a Champions League. Well, them winning every single trophy, but the fact they won the title but lost, there was quite a lot to take in, wasn't there?
Well, questions done, gentlemen. That's it. Thank you for all your participation, as per usual.
Checks in the post.
They will be. thanks for listening. Thanks to our sponsors, Hill & Smith Limited and Pixel Yeti Media. You can follow us all week on social media for your lols and trolls. Just type in Wolves Fancast and you'll probably find us there. And if you subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. It helps us in the charts. That's what all the other podcasts say, so we're going to say it as well. But if you do like what we do, drop us a review there. It'll be very nice. It's international break time, gentlemen. We all looking forward to it?
No.
Yeah. No, the England buzz has truly worn off.
Don't want to watch in England. I just unless watch Wolves every week.
Yeah, so. Unless Cody or Bennett did
I
it.
I said
then.
This at work the other day. We need to just do an international breakaway league. And you tell the footballers, you're either an international player or you're a domestic player. And then that's it then. Because I'm sick of international football.
Ruining our fun.
Unless there's a tournament on.
No, I don't want it now.
Prosecco ourselves.
The underachieved at the World Cup. They should have beat Croatia. Southgate needs to go. They need to overhaul the old football philosophy in our country. And get Bennett at right centre back, Connor Cody centre back, and Harry Maguire left centre back.
Although the dream's happening tonight, though, as we record this, Iorfa's playing right centre back in the under 21s. The role he was made to play.
It could be another addition. And, gentlemen, another quiz is starting a bit, so we need to wrap this up, don't we, of course?
Yeah, we need to get on it.
For this week, gentlemen, and we'll see you.
Play in the car, you know.
Pull over the way out.
For this week, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. It's bye from Stu.
We are Venom.
Bye, Dan.
See you in Benidorm.
Bye, Chris.
See you later.
No snappy catchphrase.
I'm not as witty as these two. I'm these two on a different scale. I mean, Venom and Benidorm. What am I doing the weekend? Buying a lawnmower. See you in B&Q.
Bye from me. See you next time.